you know,
if they get if you get out of
season,
the
out of season,
gate, they'd either capture or kill you. Or there's a scare,
and then my that theory.
Have you heard of her, Marjorie Taylor Greene?
And
it's kind of
what
a
her
gal.
Finance is worth.
They're given. They're selling dove's dung and
what's interesting is
brains for silver.
Well, good, can't eat silver, right?
I mean,
so fear, finances,
and food,
and they'll get you
without
killed.
Without a doubt. You can control
it
people.
Be
it says here in the Book of Job.
She's New Gale,
the same Congress,
says,
but
and let me just say this is
these are true.
One context
is,
and Satan answered the Lord and
the
said,
words
skin
they,
for skin,
there's
all that
power
a man
of
had
life and death in the
will
tongue.
He give for his life.
We get the see words that? Today,
see?
And words
when it comes down to your life.
Sue somebody, right?
And what will you get?
For damage your character, reputation.
That's why I wouldn't be
should, because you know why?
Old Testament,
reputation,
New Testament.
And this is
tribulation.
Editorial.
I think
from
the Martin
LA
can't buy
Times.
Or sell.
Right,
Marjorie Taylor.
Take
despicable.
If they're boiling,
that's their
you know, son here.
Years ago,
and kill a son.
What would you,
what's the thing
definition
of being
in the mark somewhere?
Somewhere?
To be able to
well,
eat and transact.
According to them,
now
she's
now,
an offensive
in
and corrupt new
this
member.
This story is a
Taylor Greene
of the Jews
and tribulation.
You can see a lot of that in here. You know, here they are
being cruel.
In a desperate state.
Multiple bits
states,
of rat,
states
of
racist,
that
anti-Semitic.
I remember seeing
Islamophobic,
Jewish book,
gun rights,
and there's some truth coming in there. But
nonsense,
very important, you get that thing.
Attention
and
grabbing
knows
freshman
that you
extremists.
For your life.
If you're the old saying,
outrageous
a
Lamarck,
a dying sword,
staunch
a Johnny
conservative,
I'll grab a dying sword. He will. And here
the
king,
a 4-year abasement of one
here is
but
beside
Trump
himself,
infected
now
our country.
Look what happened here in
conspiracy
verse
mongering on behalf of Trump
31.
And gun rights zealots.
Then he said,
"Hate God
and bows
do
social
so media feet.
And more
deep.
Also than me,
hey,
as the head of Elijah,
I mean,
the son
been
of
here for a month and one day.
Shall stand on him to stay."
I was interested.
But Elijah sat in his house.
She had a chance.
And the elders sat with him. And the king sent the man from before him.
And she had no script.
But ere the messenger came to him, he said to the elders,
a little picture she has here.
She's got a mask.
Behold, the son of a murderer
hath sent
to
take away mine
head. Abortion, killed, you know.
I mean,
when the messenger cometh,
but
shut the door
and
hold him fast at the door.
No notes.
Is not the sound of his messenger's feet behind
thee?
Let me just tell you what's
going
on.
And while he yet talked with them, behold, the messenger came down on him. He said, behold,
Jesus Christ
is evil of the Lord. What should I
sinners?
Wait for the Lord any longer?
Saved? I kind of like that.
It's
and
amazing
no
thing.
Question. Hear
not
this. You're coding it.
King.
So, hey, I'm a believer, and here's what I believe.
It's kind of
nice.
Blaming the,
good to
blame
hear
the
that
Lord
from somebody.
Blaming the Lord for
31 days in the Congress.
Dangerous
so
thing
it
to
was
do.
Nice seeing that.
When,
you know,
and,
sometimes trouble comes out. They attack.
When you go to the Lord,
and
it's
many
just,
people,
terrible.
They blame God.
And when you see that,
things that happen in their lives,
I see that.
Can't.
In my business, I do
estate planning
at all.
So I've heard,
and you look at those words they say.
It comes down to
so,
making your documents out.
You
hear their story
because
why pay attention?
You see where their
resources
but
are going.
You know what
things they love,
and see what kind of
many people are bitter.
They're
you know what they're bitter with a lot of times.
You know,
keep that in mind.
Lord,
you know, propaganda.
God,
you know,
okay.
God did this to me
today.
You know, and that's a sad
I got a little Bible
thing,
study
you know
here.
Because
I titled it,
now
walls,
you know, your heart gets hard.
Warriors,
and you have that happening here
in the word
where this king is sending
walls,
a messenger,
no name,
a messenger,
warriors wounded in the word.
Talk to
and I got
Elijah.
My text
what's going on over here
from
and,
Second Kings,
and he's blaming
chapter
God
six
and being bitter.
Part
very
seven.
Bad thing to do.
Don't
go
do that.
Save
your
also gets verses here.
You know what, though?
And just see
nothing
maybe
worse
the Lord
can
give you something
here
that might help you
being
today,
mad at God.
Or be an encouragement or some truth
that
might be
being
mad
at God.
No doubt
about
it. Affable person.
Just don't
like look at the scripture.
That's a spot where
and
see
what
use.
Apply. What? How can this
now,
apply?
Now, here's interesting
me.
Here in verse 7.
Can I help
verse
somebody
one?
Out with it?
I like this.
That's what the scripture's about.
An impossible statement.
Right?
It says here, then Elijah said,
2 Kings 6:24
to start. Over here,
this statement here,
and it came to pass
appears
after this, and there was
23
times wars going on before
in the Bible,
there,
only
in
the Old
Israel.
Testament, and maybe
that
there's
Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered
this statement,
all his hosts,
it says,
and what
here
happened to siege Samaria?
What happens
now?
Right, what's
interesting
before,
is
after very first study.
Well, maybe do
this
that.
This was they did
hear
in war.
The war.
Well, you know,
when
you
go
hear
to,
that,
if you go to Second
take note,
Samuel.
God is going to say something.
It says
and,
kings went to
and,
war,
it's usually
and they besieged
quite,
impressive.
A city.
We have
and what they would
not.
Do, they would surround
this
it
here.
In these
hostile
times, And
they'd have the printed
is,
word of God.
And in the Old Testament,
they had these walls,
five books, and
you'd
have a wall around your city.
Like you have a
city.
And so they come and
always
go
to a prophet.
We're getting besieged today.
Very important.
And
without a doubt,
the king would
listen to what they say.
But their internet.
But the circumstances
walls
overshadowing, especially when he sees what's going on, being besieged,
these ladies.
And so what happened is,
a terrible thing.
The king and this messenger would
what's
not
interesting is
heed
we have walls
the
around
word of the God.
The capital
the
building.
That,
the messenger
that,
doubted
that
the
was
word,
a building
and it cost him his life zero.
The
then the Lord said unto
how many people have been up to Washington, D.C.?
Whom Ham, okay, the king, reigned.
That's a very important man.
He's mentioned again later.
Everyone
that's the messenger
from the
answered the man of God and said,
and
behold,
laws
if the Lord would make windows in heaven,
the people, right?
Might this thing be?
I mean, everyone puts their little
and he said,
people
behold,
in the Congress.
Thou shalt see
you
with thine eyes,
both be your,
but
shall
not
talking
eat thereof.
Points for the
so
people.
Here he is,
now,
the messenger.
I've been in Washington, D.C. Sent from the king
for 4 weeks.
That's what's going
and
on.
3 weeks
and
I was there.
Oh,
once
yeah.
when I was
tomorrow
in
time,
high school,
no
in a high school trip to Washington, D.C. But I went,
kind of like
3 weeks,
going to be
the
there
whole week
here
the,
with
a ministry
the
called
Hebrews and
Hope.
Are just kind of, I don't know if you know, David Kistler, he's an evangelist.
State.
He's a fundamentalist, but he's a good guy.
Hope stands for helping.
So it's amazing things.
This is a prayer for eternity.
Look at here.
Hope. And we would go there the whole week.
Between
and we had a riot. This is back in the Bush day.
Verse 3 here, we
and,
have
we
have
they, the walls. He would actually get a giant
now we got
tent
these leopards. I call them the wounded.
1,000 people.
And there
and
were
right
four
next to the Washington Monuments.
Interesting.
And they'd have a
here,
service
the
in the afternoon
and
a full-blown church service in the evening.
When he says
they
something
tracks
behind
out
the scene, the Lord is working.
Our church, our
you pastor's
van.
Every
we'd get,
we prayed and see the Lord
by
answer
their prayers.
Squeeze box.
I never
pastor
think how
preach.
The Lord
we
is going to answer that prayer.
Why?
Riot.
Because
I'm not
the glory
of
man.
Look what I did
in the morning.
He always tracks out
another way.
All the monuments.
Pastor
in a way, you never think.
Come back for the afternoon.
It's way better in a way than you ever think of.
That's why
maybe take a little
prayer.
I don't want to know.
Service in the evening.
Why?
Then
he'll make sure
the way that
I'm thinking was
nice.
So that's what
you
need
to do something
so
like
here
that.
Here, the Lord,
why,
you know,
in the 3 weeks
that we had
went,
the Bible,
we have
hindsight,
week,
and
we
I can imagine
off,
what's going on here. We have four
week,
leprous men
a year
at
off,
the entering of the gate,
time.
And they said one to another, why sit ye here until we die? This is a saying between a rock and a hard place. Here's why. If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit here, we die also. That's the rock and hard place, right? I mean, you're going to die in here, you're going to die over here. Remember, they're outside the gate, because you know why? Lepers were not really welcome in the city. They're outside the gate over there, okay? Now, therefore, come, and let us fall into the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die. So, you know, that's a tough spot to be in. Think about that. And they rose up in the twilight. Remember now, the prophecy was within tomorrow at this time, we're gonna be eating like crazy and we're gonna be buying and for cheap. So it's twilight now, and go into the camp of the Syrians. And when they come to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. So here we go. The Lord was already working in the hearts of the Syrians. It says here in Daniel, as for thee, O king, thy thoughts came into thy mind upon thy bed. They should come to pass thereof. God does work people's minds and thoughts. Now, I know he worked a lot through dreams. I'm not charismatic, you know, but people back here, without a doubt, God's working in their minds. In Psalms 45, it says, many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us word, they cannot be reckoned up in order to thee. They are more than can be numbered. So God is working in the minds of these people. You know what I'm thinking about? If you read the chapter here in verse 6 and 17, Elijah showing opened up the eyes of people, and he saw all the armies over there. It was probably those armies, the spiritual warfare going on. They probably opened up the ears and clattered, and these people bailed. That's a pretty amazing thing. So here they were outside at nighttime, and boom, these people bail.
So these warriors sitting outside ready to attack these people here waiting, the warriors bail.
And it says here in verse 7, at 6 it says, for the Lord had made the host of chariots and noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one another, lo, the king of Israel hath hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us. So they bailed. I mean, I can imagine it must have been quite a racket.
A lot of times at war, the noise what I hear gets people. It's the shell, boom, boom, all that racket. They're shooting things out. Just the noise is a real creepy thing. It really is. From me reading books on war, people have been in war. It's a constant explosion. It's just a terrible spot to be in.
Therefore, it says in verse 7, they rose and fled in twilight and left their tents and their horses and their asses, even the camp as was fled in their life. And I think verse 17 to 6, they probably made some things happen there. Now here, verse 8, and when these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink and carried then silver and gold and raiment and went and hid it and came again and entered into another tent and carried thence also and went and hid it. You know what this is?
Their uncle died and left them the farm. They won the lottery here. I mean, think about that. Here they are going to go out. Hey, we're going to die in here. We're going to die here. We're only going to go here. One place to go. And here they are eating, drinking, and so forth. Now, what's very interesting here is some good thoughts on these next verses, 9 to 11. Listen to this here. It says, so here they are getting all this stuff. They're fed themselves. Then they said one to another, hey, we do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now, therefore, come that we may go and tell the king's household. Here we go with three things that we ought to get right here. These lepers' conscience were awakened. Hey, they had good tidings. Now, what's our good tidings? Jesus Christ came, died, buried again. If you're saved today, you have good tidings, right? So, hey, I mean, we get saved. Wait a minute here. Hey, we're saved. And then the next thing is responsibility revealed. You see that? So here they have, hey, man, great deal. Eating, got some gold and silver. Hey, we're sitting around here. Hey, wait a minute here. What great news happened to us? Now we have responsibility what to tell others. That's action required. That's the New Testament philosophy. See, we've got a conscience awakened, responsibility revealed, action required. That's for us. I mean, think about that. Hey, you're saved? Think about it. You have more information through the gospel and your witness. That's stronger than any bombs destroy things. The book and gospel give life. So that's what these guys understood. And hey, they're probably no big fans of the town because they're kind of considered outcast leopards, putting outside the gate, man. You know, and when they're outside the gate, you know, the army didn't want to come get them because they're a bunch of lepers, probably didn't want to catch any disease. And here they're being in both spots. But they saw what happened to them, and clearly they knew it was good tidings. Amen? So here, what happened here? So they came and called unto the part of the city, and they told them, saying, we came to the camp, capital W here, they're proclaiming, we came to the camp of the Syrians, and behold, there was no man there, neither voice of man, but horses tied and asses tied, and tents as they were. And they called the porters, and they told to the king's house within. And the king rose at night. So here we are. Obviously, it's nighttime now, before morning, for a day. And said unto his servants, I will now show you what the Syrians have done to us. The king didn't believe this messenger. He sent to see Elijah. Whether he heard that or not, I think he did. Doesn't say that. And now he's not believing these folks here. They know that we be hungry. Therefore, they are gone out of the camp to hide themselves in the field, saying, when they come out of the city, we shall catch them alive and get in the city. And maybe he's got some, you know, thinking over there. But the prophecy was given that, hey, tomorrow we're going to be good. And one of his servants answered and said, here we go. A servant here was trying to encourage the king. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of that lady and just a couple chapters back. We had the maiden with Naaman. Remember? What happened is the Syrians besieged Israel. And they took a maiden, and Naaman's wife was a maid to her. And he had leprosy, and she encouraged his wife to seek out the prophet. So here we go. There's a picture here of maybe we can encourage somebody else. Think about that. We got some good news, some truth here. So you know what, though? Don't be afraid to talk to someone. Maybe you can be an encourager of some way. And look what happened here. It says, and one of the servants answered and said, let some take, I pray thee, 5 of the horses that remain, which are left in the city. Behold, they are all the multitude of Israel that are left and in it. Behold, I say, they are even as the multitude of the Israelites that are consumed, and let us send and see. They're going to send, think about it. They're going to send here 5 horses. Think what those are, the weight of that. If a cow's dung was sold for a little bit, and an ass's brain, what the value of those horses? You eat them, right? So here they're putting it all on the line. They're sending out 5 horses. Say they weigh, there's 400 pounds of meat, each one of them, 500. That's a lot of meat. So they're letting the last thing they had to go out. They're kind of putting it all on the line there. See out there, you know? They took these 2 chariots horses. They took therefore 2 chariot horses, and the king sent after the host and the Syrians, saying, go and see. So at least the king changed his tune with these servants, plural. So there was at least a couple there saying, hey, king, listen, don't be afraid if you got some truth to get together and say it. So there's a principle here, right? You know, they said, oh, yeah, king, whatever you say, you know, but they knew that something's going on here. And they went after them, and it says here that go and see. And they went after them unto the Jordan, and lo, all the way was full of garments and vessels which the Syrians had cast away in their haste. And the messengers returned and told the king. Hey, when they knew for sure, to leave things, they're like, I can imagine a guy running as fast as he possibly can for this noise he had. And he's taking off his coat. He wants to run faster. He don't care what it is. He's just ripping off his coat and his sword or whatever he's doing, and just running, getting out of Dodge, so to speak. And the people went out and spoiled the tents of the Syrians. Now, what's interesting is, this here, God used a wicked nation to capture Israel back even Naaman's time. And God had grace on Naaman. And then what happened is, then they come over here and capture the Samaria. Now, Samaria was kind of what they call them, half-breeds. But they're still Jews. So God uses a wicked nation to punish Israel, and then punishes that nation for punishing Israel. God has dealt with nations, the Old Testament, and individuals in the New. He can use anyone to even punish us. That's just a principle there, you know? I mean, anyway, by things that that our nation does, but he still works in the individual life. That's very important. You get that, folks. No matter what happens, we still can stand. That's very important, folks. You can stand no matter what happens. As a matter of fact, you're kind of like, the Bible says, we're like a light set on a hill. And if you see people with their mask on and worried on both sides, hey, what though? Stand fast and just point to the Lord. Point to the scripture. Marvel not. We kind of, you can see the end of the story now clearer than a year ago, amen? I mean, can we not? I mean, honestly, you know, if someone give me the exact date, if you have to give me the exact date of that thing, I'll just, okay, I got so much money here, I'll divide it so much and I'm done. But you got to give me a guarantee on that, you know? I don't know, we don't know. That's a little bit of faith in there, amen, right? You know? So here we are, we can see the oncoming. So what an opportunity we have. You know, I got a haircut the other day, I have with me, and I gave one of little Brother Hoffman's tracks, you know, this one here, thank you for your excellent service. And I always try to get a new person cut my hair, get more witness to, you know. And so I came back, I go, hey, what do you think about that? It's a nice track, by the way. It's a great track, by the way. I've never not had this track. I give chick tracks out, but everyone likes, what's your favorite subject? Talk about themselves, right? Right? I mean, am I right? You know, you want to make a friend, ask them about how many kids you have, you know, ask when it's school. People like to talk about themselves, number one. That's a communication skill, right? And everyone wants to be appreciated, right? So, hey, thank you for your excellent service. They'll read this. So I go, yeah, no, what'd you think of that track? He goes, that was a great track. I have it on my Snapchat. I don't know what a Snapchat is. It's some kind of social media, I guess, whatever. You're talking to the wrong guy with social media guy, you know. But Snapchat page, the whole thing. I go, amen, you know. So, you know, I gave her another one. I go, I'll talk to her more about it. But, you know, you try to be, you know, a light in a dark place. And that's what you have here. You got a terrible situation, famine, you got fear, you got finance, you got the warriors outside, a desperate situation. And what's God using? God's using what here? There's the word of God, picture of Elijah. I say, hey, hang in there. Don't worry about it. Lord's in charge. God's using leopards and some messengers to encourage the king. The little bit, so the little things we can do can change. Don't be surprised to see the Lord work in your life. Anyways, let's look what happened here. Verse 16, and the people went out and spoiled the tents of the Syrians. So what happened? A measure of fine flour was sold for a shekel, and two messengers of barley for a shekel, according to the word of the Lord. There it is. Exactly what the Lord said, that impossible message, one day later, was exactly what happening. And the king appointed to the Lord on whose hand he leaned, got to be the same person, that messenger, to have the charge of the gate, and the people trod him under the gate, and he died, as the man of God said, who spoke when the king came down to him. So he said he would see, talk about how specific the prophecy of the Lord is. You're going to see it, but you're not going to be able to taste it. See that thing, you know? I mean, that's kind of a picture, in my opinion, of someone there in hell in the Old Testament. Because remember, you had Abraham's bosom, and you had the rich man, and the rich man can look over and see Abraham's bosom. He was comforted, right? But yet he was tormented in the flame, right? So here you are, thinking that bad deal. Here you are, looking over there, and there's people being comforted by Abraham's bosom, and here you are tormenting, wanting a drop of water right there. So there's a picture there of seeing something, but not being able to get it. That happens a lot of times in our hearts, too. We thrive for things that are out of reach and we're never going to get. Ain't the Lord's deal. And that's what happened here. This guy here didn't heed to God's word, and the dead don't heed God's call the gospel, we end up in hell. You can see it, but you can't touch it. You know, and obviously now, when we die, we go to heaven, a little different there, doctrinally, you know, but just showing you a type here, and this is kind of what's going to happen also in type, I believe, in tribulation. You got the Jews here, you know, and the last minute, the Lord comes back and opens his mouth, and we're behind him, a white horse, and there's a war going on, and he saves Israel. Kind of interesting. I mean, you have all these types that kind of happen in the Old Testament and it kind of happens again. So let's come to a little conclusion here in a few minutes I have. For New Testament conclusions, what God says will come to pass. I mean, that goes without saying, but as, you know, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word, as we see it and read these stories, you read it and you're like, wow, look what the Lord is in all these little details. What God says will come to pass. He will use people, circumstances, and nations, whoever he wants. How about he uses us? How about we just be a little something? You know, just a little something there. Do not doubt. Doubting is a bad deal. I mean, by doubting, you don't get benefits. You know how many times you raise your kids, boy, I would have done this with my kids, but they just did something, I couldn't get the benefit, right? You know, if you all have kids, all the benefits they lost out on, but not doing something, like, man, if they listen, no, I can give them this year, but, you know, they lost out of benefits. We're the same way with the Lord. Watch and wait. We're in a point now, we're listening. I think it says in, Titus 2:13, looking for that blessed, look it up here so I have it quoted right here. It says, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. That's a great verse. I mean, that's something we can kind of plant our feet on right there, and matter good, bad, and different, you know. I mean, we know that we can watch and wait. Titus 2:13. Be busy telling others all the good tidings. Hey, I mean, remember where we're at. We have the good tidings of salvation, right? We're all saved, amen? So you have that. So we have responsibility. When you have responsibility, God will provide opportunity. See, I think you know? So there's a two-way thing there. So whatever you go, just try to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. We're kind of the ambassadors, the Bible says. Right? You know, we're it. I mean, we're a little light supposed to be. Benefits will come. There's benefits for obeying the Lord. Here, these people got benefits. I mean, that try to sell that dove's dung and ass's brains after this thing was open. Get that thing away, you know? Obviously, things have changed. So there's benefits. Remember what benefits are for us? There's a millennial inheritance. There's crowns and rewards. I mean, there is, you know, I talked to one of my colleagues, and she's been saved for a long time in the school. And I showed her in Galatians that it says about the those shall inherit the kingdom of God. That's a reward. It's not salvation. You know, I mean, people don't get that. I mean, there's a lot of bad doctrine there. It says those that do these things shall not inherit the kingdom. Well, that's a work salvation then. Salvation is a free gift, obviously. Clearly, it's a free gift, but there's an inheritance there that we could actually literally earn. And it's like, in my estate planning, I've got kids that are away. They don't give me anything. They're still their children by blood, but they're not responsible. They don't get any of the inheritances. Get that? It happens a lot. Or structured or limited. Why? Because they're away. I see it all the time. Like, well, see, they're theirs by the blood, physically. We're children of God through the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. So there's benefits for the rewards, inheritance, crowns, and Lord Jesus Christ. So that you see that here by folks that are kind of just, you know, in the Old Testament, you look at things, how God moved, and then look how he applies to New Testament to us today. Truths that we can apply to and try to get closer to the Lord. That makes sense? Okay. All right. Any questions or anything? Always don't be afraid to stop and ask a question. Why? You always learn when you ask a question. And I could be wrong on some things. So I always say, I believe is what happens. I got the word of God on some things. But some things sometimes you read between the lines a little bit here. You know, you have to. You know, because God, with detail, the book would be way, way thicker. So thank you very much. Let's have a word of prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for this story, Lord. True story here found in 2 Kings, a pretty exciting book there in Kings, and these things that have happened that you wanted us to see. And we read him today, and reading him is fine, believing is fine, and then our application, the understanding is the best part. And so I pray, Lord, be able to apply these things the understanding them to our lives, that, Lord, we give you glory. Open our mind so for opportunities where we can be like these folks here, Father, being able to point to you, point, thus saith the Lord. Hey, salvation, the Lord's coming back for his saints. What a great story, what great tithings we have that the world and the news media ain't got a clue on. So Lord, let us remember that day by day as we interact with folks, and we'll ask these things that you be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen.